Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5, Lance's trash-ass mock draft is put together about as well as the Texans front office. That's from Dustin. Okay, Dustin.
I like these it. Are hateful things.
That is kind of hateful. Trash ass Lance. And trash
dude
ass
has the Packers Makra. Taking an injured O line over Najee. Laugh and cry emoji. Somebody said I should be banned from doing mock drafts ever again. Somebody said this is the worst mock draft I've ever seen, and I said you must be new to the game. Mach 2.0 in 2017 is universally considered one of the worst. I said, learn your history, dude.
Ah, I love today.
This is easily this the is most realistic mock I've ever seen. The only pick that doesn't ring true with me is Washington football team, but that's pretty well done. This guy, Accidental Zen, is one of the guys that I consider to be one of the great Twitter commenters around.
No, he's really? Is that your burner?
I don't know who he is, but he knows your, football.
Oh, you don't?
He knows football. You have Trey Lance ahead of Fields. Oh, people are starting to get salty about that. I'm surprised to see no Kadarius Toney. Also curious about J.C. Horn. I figured he'd be a little higher.
That's not. I'm not. No, we don't. We're not here for that.
Yeah, aren't.
We're not. I'm here.
I made it. Okay, Blake said I've made an easy template for the haters. Okay. No way the insert team are taking insert player. They need insert position help. I think it will be insert player here. You're welcome.
That's still not what I'm looking for.
No.
I'm looking for a personal attack.
Yeah. I'm looking for a car accident. That I'm looking for, you can't be you're probably giving Cal McNair advice.
Who do you have rated higher than most people would think right now, Lance?
Elijah Moore. Wide receiver Ole Miss.
Or in this mock draft.
Elijah Moore in the first. No one has him in the first. Elijah Moore is better than Kadarius Toney.
Well, you have Trey Lance ahead of Justin Fields.
How many
mocks are going to do that?
Well, I have Justin Fields ahead of Trey Lance personally in my grades, but only by a tiny, tiny bit. But I think Justin Fields is going to fall a little bit because there are some concerns about leadership stuff.
I'm just looking for...
Don't kill me. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Justin Fields to me looks like a guy who comes out, plays hurt, and all that. But I think there's maybe some negativity coming out of Ohio State from one or two places. But this is the first time, and I knew it would happen. And you, as a college football fan, know this, John. You being a college football fan forever, this is the first time. Scouts always say they try to stay away from it, but eventually it happens. The Ohio State quarterback thing is starting to happen.
Yeah.
It's starting to happen. We've seen it with Florida. Florida State had something, too. Texas and USC.
What about Penn State running backs?
Penn State running backs is a famous one. Don't shoot the messenger here, but Texas and USC have always been considered, country club places where guys came in and they were soft or whatever. And obviously there's outliers to that. Derek Johnson is a great one. USC's had some. Those have been the two teams that have been universally hit with that kind of thing. Penn State running backs. Florida State had something. I can't remember what it was, but Florida State had a position too. Maybe it was defensive ends and defensive linemen, I think, for Florida State at one point. Right now,
Florida wide receivers during the
funny gun era.
Yep.
And it wasn't their fault. It was just, air raid quarterbacks across the board until Goff came in. And now Goff is looking like, but Pat Mahomes is the ultimate air raid quarterback. Short quarterbacks and then Baker opened the door, and then Baker kind of fell back. But Kyler Murray stepped in, but that's more of a size thing. But then the question started to arise, is this a scheme thing with Lincoln Riley? Because three straight quarterbacks have gone. Let's keep our eyes on these quarterbacks to see how Baker does, Kyler does, and Jalen does. But now, Alabama defensive backs have had some of that in the past with not Dre Kirkpatrick so much as the other one who went to the Jets.
Milner?
Yeah, D. Milner. And they had, but they've stepped up more lately.
Humphrey and safeties have stepped up.
Now, linebackers, Minka, Reggie Ragland, Reuben Foster. Now, the linebacker thing has been a little shakier. Mack Wilson, it's been a little shakier with the linebackers. But right now, the big thing is turning into Ohio State quarterback. And here's the concern. And it's not that they were all pro prospects, but Braxton Miller, productive, moved to wide receiver. JT Barrett, productive, winner. But he was a college quarterback. I mean, that's what JT Barrett always was going to be as a college
Dwayne Haskins is the ultimate.
Dwayne is one that is hurting. Dwayne is one right now that is hurting Justin. I didn't think it would happen, but I think that there is going to be a concern because so many Ohio State quarterbacks under Ryan Day have done kick-ass in college. And then you start seeing, like, is this going to be a college thing? Because how does a guy who has 50 touchdowns and one interception fail that miserably in Washington? Are they now, me on tape, I think Fields looks better. And I watched the tape on Haskins and Fields. And Haskins, you had one-year tape. And a lot of them were long balls. And it's kind of like Zach Wilson's tape this year. He just throws a bunch of deep balls against inferior competition. It's kind of hard. Great arm. It's kind of hard to tell how he'll do when he has to play against NFL speed and things like that. I've seen enough with Justin Fields that I don't really worry about the physical stuff that much. And he feels like I've got 2 years of tape. I mean, I feel much more comfortable about Justin Fields. But I do think the Ohio State quarterback thing is going to start scaring people from a production standpoint the same way air raid quarterbacks did, because you're going to start seeing more. Same way run and shoot quarterbacks did when it was first Andre Ware and then David Klingler. And then it was like, oh, my God, we can't trust. This is a constant. Don't try to make – I know there's going to be somebody who tries to make it a racial quarter, but it's Ohio State quarterbacks. That's who –
Yeah, how well did Brian Hoying do?
Well, no, Ohio State under Ryan Day, under that offense I'm talking about. You know who else ran in that offense? Sam Ehlinger. Sam Ehlinger was. And I also heard Sam Ehlinger, they made him gain weight. Like, Sam Ehlinger apparently wasn't real happy that they made him lift heavy and get stronger to run, because that's the way the offense is built for quarterback to run. Sam wants to be a pocket passer. And he was like, he's not as thick as he was before. You would not like it, John. He's less thick. His pants don't fit as tight as Eric Gordon's.
I'd be upset about that.
I don't.
We've heard in the past.
Really?
No, I know he did get bigger, though.
No, he's thick legs. Like, they had him doing big squat stuff and getting stronger because he had to take the pounding of the running game, because that's the same offensive concept.
Right. He better keep doing that, though, because he ain't all that great at passing.
I'm just waiting for the time where you have some guy lower than some reader expects, and they go, insert player. This insert player must have this guy's wife, because why would he have him this low? What did this guy do?
Hopefully that doesn't happen.
I'm waiting for it.
Piped?
Or something like that. Kadarius Toney must have this guy's wife, because why is he out of the first round?
Well, wow.
Because Elijah Moore's better. I put, when my profiles come out and I got Antonio Brown next to Elijah Moore, the haters are going to hate it. Well, that dude can ball.
Who, Elijah?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Forget all the whizzing all over the place.
It is his lasting memory.
You know, it's funny, like all of his, and I go look at these guys' social media to get a vibe on them. This guy's like got a billion different, you're going to like this. Got a billion different religious stuff in there too. But just for 1 second, he just peed all over the floor, all over Mississippi State.
Well, his name's Elijah.
Thank you.
He went to St. Thomas Aquinas, which was.
Thank you.
Boy, that's a bit, yeah. He's got a game like Brandon Cooks. Thank you.
And Brandon Cooks peed all over himself in that Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, that's not the same. What? But is Brandon Cooks a Texan?
Yes.
Yes.
Is Elijah Moore?
I think Elijah Moore's got some Texans tendencies, except for the peeing part.
Yeah, I don't know.
Where he calls his team the game.
Because that bowl. Will that be part of his draft package?
No. No
you don't think
so? ESPN will.
Man.
Oh, there's no crack arrest in his family's background, but there is this, him peeing somewhere, and his ability to beat adversity. Like, ESPN, y'all got to stop doing this to players.
Are we having another virtual draft this year?
Yes.
Are we?
So they will do those stories again.
I think we will have a virtual draft. I think it will be more, I think there will be some in-person elements. Not as many, no. So here's what I think is going to happen. The draft will take place in a place, in an actual location. There will be a certain amount of players. They'll be all spaced out as much as possible. If they would move the draft back a month, there might be enough vaccine rollout where you could make it happen. 2 months for sure, but they're not going to do that. So I do think they will be on location. I do think they'll spread the players out. I do think there will be people on set. They're doing on set stuff now from different games. I think NFL Network will be on set. I think ESPN will be on set. But I think a lot of players are going to be virtual because the NFL, somebody with the NFL Network told me, dude, it was awesome. We were able to get more players in, more honest reactions with family, more, you know, they actually thought it was fantastic and it worked way better than they anticipated. They ain't going to have the same amount of people watching this year as last year because that was our first real, you know, sports broadcast.
All right, 9:15 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk about Champion Energy and saving money. All you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560, and people, you are going to save unbelievably. I love it. You will love it too. Every time I get my bill, I'm like, well, this is nothing. This is unbelievable how little I'm spending on my electricity. You will love that. So all you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560 and start saving. And oh, by the way, it is the best service that you'll possibly get. And no questions asked. The best service. All at champion.energy/1560.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Call 1-800-886-2706. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Headlines from this morning. Headlines this morning. The Rockets just couldn't shoot. They couldn't shoot straight. They were awful last night. Oladipo was awful last night. Christian Wood was outplay. I mean, they were just terrible. They were never in that basketball game, and they got their asses handed to them. Maybe they're feeling their oats a little bit too much. We'll see. They go to Memphis tonight in a back-to-back. John Wall didn't play last night. And hopefully he plays tonight. Maybe I think they're probably just – they don't want him playing in the back-to-back,
no.
I would imagine. And you know what? They probably thought, we'll beat Oklahoma City. We don't need him for Oklahoma.
So Matt Bullard goes, I can still hear Rudy Tomjanovich in my ears saying, don't take for granted a team that you just blew out because this will happen. And sure enough, that's what happened.
That's what happened. The Kansas City Chiefs are watching – apparently, the Kansas City haircutter has COVID, and he was and some guys who was the center. They had his head half shaved. That's not real. They just photoshopped that. But that would have been funny if halfway through, hey, you got COVID? What? And then he had to leave. So the Kansas City haircutter, that happened there. The Cougs lose to East Carolina, and they got They got it to within like four, and then East Carolina pulled away, and that's a shame because it probably losing to East Carolina. I know it was at East Carolina. That still is going to hurt you, especially with how weak the Cougs' schedule is, how weak the American is. That's going to hurt them come seeding. So we'll see what happens with them there. What else? Oh, Colts running back Nyheim Hines says Andrew Luck is not coming back.
No. That was some kind of fake text message. It was screenshotted or whatever. That was a lot of talk and a lot of excitement yesterday around football circles and the Colts. But I think the Colts always know they keep their doors open to him if he ever wants to. They still talk to him. You know, they're friendly with him. I know the owner will openly talk about he always hopes that Andrew Luck will say it's this year, but I just don't get the sense he's going to come back. You do feel like if he was going to get the itch, it'd be now. A team that could win now.
Yeah. Much better team than he left.
2 years mentally, he's probably better off. Physically, he's better off. now would be the time to come back. And but I don't. He doesn't come back this year. Why would he come back?
It was so funny what Nyheim Hines said. He said, "No, he's not coming back." But you know what? I trust Ballard. I trust Irsay. I trust Frank Reich. I believe in those guys. It is the total opposite of this organization. The total opposite. Where, you know, he says, I just trust Chris Ballard to you know, make the right choices. Look, you know, look at the guys that he's put together here. And it was like, holy crap, that's what it sounds like to be in an organization where you trust.
Who said that?
Nyheim Hines.
A player said that. Yeah, that's what it's like.
Yeah.
The players trust him.
Yeah, they trust him.
And he trusts his players.
And Nyheim Hines is a guy who's, they just drafted his position in the first round last year. And he's like, so?
And he's got Marlon Mack there.
Yeah.
He's the third guy, and he's like, yeah, I trust him. Because they're about winning. Their culture is about winning.
Mm-hmm.
The Colts want to win.
And that's the
you
Texans
win, you
too.
Get paid. If you get so good that you get paid by somebody else, Ballard will throw a party for you. Like, man, thanks for everything you did for us. We want you to get, you know, he tells players, I want you to get paid. Whether it's with us or someone else, I want you to be so good that you get paid and you get to take care of your family. I want you to win. And they know he's on their side. There's none of this. There's none of this. Snuckery
what?
Going on where you're like, did you see your laminated card I put on your chair? I think you're going to like this inspirational saying. Yeah, but can we win? Well
how about we get some,
if you follow what's on the card, we can.
Can we get some good players in here?
Well, what about the, do we have any pit, like, what are we doing to make our cap situation good? Don't worry. We'll get a cap guy one day. We had one. Yeah, but that guy was...
He disagreed with us.
Against...
He disagreed with us on...
Yeah, well, you know, rumor has it he was a Satanist, so I don't know. That's just what I'm hearing.
Mm.
No, that's not true. You mean he didn't like the? He didn't like trading for Laremy Tunsil without getting a deal done in advance so that the tackle wouldn't have all the... The agent wouldn't have all the leverage? Well, Tunsil didn't even... He realized, this is going to be so easy, I don't even need an agent. This is how bad it was. A player fired an agent because he's like, for what? This is candy.
Yeah. I won't answer their calls.
Yeah.
They'll be so desperate, they'll give me $4 million more than the next highest guy.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. That's how bad it was. He fired his agent when he realized how easy it was going to be. That's a true story on my parents.
Well, would you give a man $4 million more than he's worth or allow Satan to be part of your organization?
Yeah. It's a, you got choices to make.
Yeah.
There's no way that Deshaun Watson will play for the Houston Texans again. I have been told by somebody that I trust that says Deshaun Watson will not play for the Houston Texans ever again, and he's willing to sit out football for the year if he has to. That's where I've been led to understand the situation and where it's at right now. And like I said, it's someone I trust very much. Who said that?
Deshaun?
Chris Sims. Chris Sims. Well, you don't know. He might have talked to somebody that's in the know.
I'm going to be honest with you. And this is totally, and I'm this just shows a complete bias. It shows that it speaks negatively of me. It puts me in a negative light. What I'm about to tell you.
Well, I'm all for that.
Is it going to get you in trouble with your wife, who's a huge Longhorn fan?
Don't care. I was a major Applewhite guy. She's Chris Sims. Girl, I won. I was on the right side of history there.
Yeah.
I was on the right side of history.
You usually don't use that phrase talking about a quarterback battle at Texas in the late 90s, early 2000s. I was on the right side of history.
Yeah. So
Chris Sims is looking for a job. He was at Senior Bowl. Now, Chris Sims has a great job now. The guy's on NBC at night. I mean, yeah. Chris Sims made it.
Yeah.
He made it in the media world absolutely. For sure. So keep that in mind. But when we were at the Senior Bowl, it's probably about 2015, probably, I think, I was like, oh, there's Chris Sims. And he just had this runny nose. He had this, like, old jacket on. He's like, you know, just trying to, like, he just looked disheveled. He looked rough, and he was trying to meet people and get any kind of job he could. And he just had this vibe of like, man, I hope Chris isn't out on the streets. Like Chris is out on the streets just trying to,
doing stuff behind the gas station.
I thought he had a sign like former Texas quarterback.
Need help?
Former, yeah. went to
anything will help.
Lost to I got remember Mike Williams? Yeah. So he got his neck hurt when he crashed into he and Sed Benson tried to go tackle a pick six.
Yeah.
That Sims. I thought he, you know, threw three interceptions against Colorado, cost us a chance to play. I thought he was going to have one of those signs. And then he slowly but surely started coming up. And look where he is now. And look where I am now.
But you work for NFL.com and NFL Network. So you are.
I do sports map videos where we have clickbait headlines.
Yeah. And you make comments about national media bias in our promos for sports map videos as
do
well.
Do I?
Yeah, you say something along the lines of almost it was almost.
I had
in the
to
range.
Apologize to a national baseball writer.
Yeah, because you were.
That's
flagrant.
Where I am. Does Chris Sims have to apologize to anybody? No, he just fires from the hip.
Talking about his runny nose, at least he can walk now.
But who was on the right side of history in the Chris Sims Major Applewhite debate?
Are you sure we're not going to lose our deal with NBC now because of you and your Chris Sims take?
Do we have an NBC deal?
No, but what if we could someday? Now we can't.
Well, no, I think I just said he was successful.
He was. What about the runny nose and will work for food?
I know. There's just an internal bias.
Almost suggesting he would do stuff for money.
Yeah. I didn't suggest that. I just said there's an internal bias.
Is this a less than zero thing?
It was not a less than zero thing.
Hey, what are you doing behind that gas station, Chris?
Wasn't that bad. I was just like, man, Chris.
It sounded like it.
Because I felt bad. I'm like, dude, Chris needs a job. And then now he's in these nice suits, sitting on a. It's like, hey, he's next to Tony Dungy. What the hell?
Are you saying Chris did things to go rise up the ladder?
What? No, I'm saying he made it happen. I still think Major Applewhite ended up better off. I think he's at like Troy State or Arkansas State now.
I think he's at South Alabama.
Major did give up 70 to Navy. Or was it Army or Navy that put 70 on
Major?
That
was Army. He's the offensive coordinator and quarterback's coach under Butch Jones at South Alabama.
He left.
He left, yeah.
He left already?
Arkansas. No, he left Alabama to go to Arkansas State.
Yeah.
And after like a week, he's like, you know what? Actually, I'm going to go to South Alabama. And they're like, what the? What? I thought we had a deal. And then he started complaining like, I officially request a release. And then everyone was like, and Chris Sims is like,
he went to Sean?
No, you need to do what you need. Live up to your contract. He went Brett Favre. Chris Sims taking shots going, went Brett Favre and Major Applewhite.
Mm.
No, but Major seriously went to like Arkansas State for a week and then it said, nah.
Yeah, I think South I got Alabama. It incorrect. I think he followed Butch Jones to Arkansas State and then said, nah.
Yeah.
South Alabama.
Whoever's in South Alabama.
Yeah,
that's
whoever
where
that is. Yeah.
That's not a good look for your resume, though.
Isn't that great?
A week at Arkansas State.
You know, Tracy Rocker, he was hired or retained.
From Auburn?
Yeah,
he
the
was
Auburn defensive
he
tackle?
Was hired or retained at South Carolina. I forgot how that went down. South Carolina skipped out on a meeting to go to Tennessee and then dipped on Tennessee to go back to the NFL. So he had three.
Wow.
He dipped on two jobs within like a week, the 2 weeks of each other.
That's a good play.
Yeah.
713-780-3776. When we come back, more Deshaun on the other side. But right now, let's talk about McGrath Pest Control. You might want to gear up against fleas, termites, mosquitoes. And by the way, rain is coming, so mosquitoes are going to be out there again. They got a mosquito murdering machine, a mosquito murdering system from McGrath Pest Control. It'll keep your yard mosquito free. This Scott McGrath takes care of all bugs. They kill termites, mosquitoes, ants, roaches, fleas, spiders, bed bugs. They can install exclusions to keep rodents out too. If you might have a dead animal in your attic, Scott McGrath will come and he will extract it for you. It's what Scott McGrath does. He got possums out of my backyard that were the whole family were there, and Scott McGrath took care of that business for us. You can get all of that done too. If you have any issues whatsoever, you don't need bugs in your house, people. Clean it up. 281-469-8240, 281-469-8240, or McGrathPestControl.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 9:32 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. We don't often get this. Let's go to the HRMP listener line. It doesn't always happen that ladies are calling into the show, right?
I know.
I get it. It doesn't always happen that way, but in this instance, we do. We have a... And we know Ann Amber, right? Now, Amber is also a pretty good name for... that's a pretty common name now, especially with younger people.
Amber?
Yeah. I mean, we have an Amber in the family.
We have a younger... Yeah, but y'all have Cajun in your family.
Yeah, Cajun.
That's just a different world.
What are you talking about?
Is it or is it not?
No, yeah. Well, yeah.
Cajun is a whole different world.
Cajun first names are funny.
Now we have no Ambers.
She has no... Oh, she just called in to talk to... we have our poker playing intern here.
Let's get Nina. I want to get Nina in here for a second.
Yeah.
Because she's... I told her to have a story ready. I want to also ask her if she knows any Ambers. My guess is going to be no. I knew an Amber growing up, so that means there can't be more.
Ashley's and Ambers are common.
Ashley's. I'll give you Ashley.
Yeah. Nina is a poker playing machine, and she's our intern here. And she's from... Is she from New York, did you say, or something?
No, she went to school here. She's super interesting. I like Nina. So Nina gambles on sports, plays poker. She went to Johns Hopkins. Then
that's where
lived in Russia. She was went there. To school in China. Like, she's got a lot going on here.
Yeah.
And she's a graphic artist. Sit down. And she's a graphic artist.
You can lower it that. Okay, never mind. Hi, Nina. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Lance is working the mic. See, this is it's uncomfortable for everybody. It was uncomfortable for everybody watching from behind there. Okay, that's all you could see is the back of Nina's head and Lance.
That stop.
You can't say that kind of stuff.
He's
that's all you can see.
Dell, cut his mic off. He's been going. He's run amok the whole week, and so now everything's a heat check. So Nina is. Not just an intern, she's going to be working on and currently works on Sports Map Bets, which is the site, right? SportsMapBets.com.
Yeah.
Jerry Bo, we're going to have a lot of handicapping stuff on
Fred.
Fred is a big part of that, obviously. And so you gamble on sports.
Yep.
You play poker in Las Vegas.
Yes.
The circuit.
Yeah.
You live. Tell me if any of these are wrong. I'm going to say all these things.
Yeah. Go ahead. Just list my resume.
Okay. You went to school in China.
Yeah. So went to school in China.
Speak Russian. Fluently or just enough?
Probably like heritage-wise. So I grew up like kind of speaking it with my
mom
and my
Russian?
Grandmother. Yes, yeah, so my mom and
your
she
dad is
there,
British.
And my dad is British.
Is she from Russia?
Yeah, so she lives there now. So.
Russian mom, yeah. British dad.
Yeah.
How'd you get to China?
So when I was a junior in high school, my dad sent me over there for a year abroad. I was getting into a little bit of trouble, and he kind of wanted me to get away from Houston. So
yeah, I mean, sure.
So go to
I mean,
China.
Everybody goes to China to get out of trouble.
He also like saw that I wasn't going to get into a good school without having something like crazy on my resume. So I think he was like, a little bit of foresight on his. On
that
his
was part. Good.
Yeah, it was.
So you got into Johns Hopkins. That's nice.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. Thank you, Dad.
Yeah. Did you do anything with it, Johns Hopkins?
With my degree.
Yeah,
I work here. Does that count?
That's a no.
No, not at all.
How did you get to Vegas and start playing poker?
So, my
dad... Do you care about saying how old you are right now?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
So, I'm 26, yeah.
Okay, right now.
Right now.
So, when you went to and started playing poker, how old were you?
So, when I graduated school, stayed on the East Coast for a little bit, then followed my dad. He's a professional poker player out into Vegas when I was 23. So, I was 23, and then I played for about... I would say seriously played probably for 6 months, but about a year, you know, on and off. On the circuit, kind of followed my dad around the country or, you know, played around the world on the tour a little bit, but mostly in Vegas. Had a good time. I don't think the pro life is for me. It's there's certain characteristics I don't think I have to be a good poker player.
What are those?
So I think I tilt a little bit too hard, a little bit too emotional, and I haven't put enough. I think it takes a lot of effort and time to become a really good, like a pro. You need to learn the game. You need to be, you know, really good with odds, really good with stats. You know, you need to know how to play, you know, play the pot. You know, basically you need to know very what to do on each hand, and it takes a lot of practice.
You were talking about implied odds.
Yeah.
You don't feel like that's
your strength. Yeah, yeah. So I think anyone can learn that kind of stuff. There are certain things I think that can make a great poker player that can't be learned, but most things I think can. So I think 90% of the game, if you put in enough effort and time, and I mean like not, you know, this is like a, as a full-time job, and you play a lot, and you know, that's really important.
You do have to have some math skills, though.
For sure, yeah. So for like, my dad is an accountant by trade. So, you know, he's really good at, for example, implied odds. You know, he can really look at like a pot and a flop and, you know, his hand and say like, okay, this is exactly what I should be betting, exactly in my position at the table, you know.
That's right. What separates many of us from like the dudes.
Right.
The best players.
Yeah.
For sure.
Most of we play for is feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. So, and same with me, like, you know, I think sometimes I can do it to an extent, but not, you know, like a pro would.
Yeah.
So, and I think to pros really, it almost comes naturally to them at some point. You know, mm-hmm. I think that they can look at it and they've played so many hands and stuff.
So you were playing tournaments though. Were you playing a lot of cash games?
So cash, a lot of cash. Some tournaments. My dad plays mostly tournament poker. Actually, my favorite poker, like playing in the world, is at the World Series of Poker. They do these satellites. So they're like $100, $200, $300 buy-ins, 10 players, winner takes all. Yeah. And then you can also win a seat, you know, in like a tournament. But I think those games are really, really fun. You know, I think that it depends also like where I'm playing. Like, I think the cash game at the Bellagio is the best cash game in Vegas. And I really, really like, you know, there's a lot of fish. But I think that players tend to play a little bit more tight and a little bit more like knowledgeable. Whereas like, I think the poker room at like the Aria, there's a ton of loose playing, a ton of like guys who are just total maniacs who are playing mm-hmm. picking anything, you know. So
see, I love that she knows the poker. Like,
yeah,
this is a poker player, but
and there's some stars that go in there too. Some poker stars
for sure.
You'll sit down with some big names at the Aria. I've been there. Before.
Oh, really?
I played it before?
Yeah.
I was
young
one of the
guys.
Fish.
Yeah.
If sit down at the table, you know who the sucker
is.
I'm
the sucker.
That's how I knew she was a poker player. She saw my in the game of life the shirt that has women equals rake, and that was Worm said that.
Right.
In Rounder, she said, "Oh, I like your shirt." I said, "Oh, do you?" She goes, "Yeah, well, you know, misogynistic, maybe, but I like it." I said, "Well, I mean, Worm said, yeah, I know.
That's
who said it.
I mean, Worm isn't known to be the best guy.
Don't live by what Worm says, Lance.
So I had something. I had something else I wanted to get to here. So the China, you lived in Russia, poker player. You're going to be graphic designer. You do a lot of graphic design stuff as well.
So, design websites. And
did you help with this one with a bet?
Yeah, so I'm actually building the one now for Fred, building it out. So we're gonna have like a paid subscription model, you know. Mm-hmm. So you can
freemium. You got a freemium
exactly.
type model.
Yeah, freemium. And I'm building that part out. So
is Nina? That's a common Russian name, isn't it?
Actually, it's not anymore. It's more of like an old grandma name in Russia.
Oh, really?
Than like a young person's name. Because
a buddy of mine married a Russian, and she's her name is Nina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it used to be. It would be
grandma
like name. Being called like Velma or
Nina
Agnes.
Sounds like something.
Look like a grandma. You don't look like grandma.
No, but Nina sounds like a name that would be hip now in
yeah,
America.
Right, now. Yeah.
Do you know any Ambers? John thinks that's a younger girl's name. I'm like, Amber's not a young girl.
My babysitter when I was younger was named Amber, and she wasn't too much older than me. But apart from that, no.
I know a few Ambers. Yeah.
I do think that it's like super fashionable these days to like name your kids old people names. Like that's become
Gladys?
coming back.
It depends on the name.
Hipsters.
You don't know a Gladys.
Naming.
Harriet.
So my sister named my sister
could see
named
that, though.
My sister named her daughter Maggie Maxine, and Maxine after my grandma's name, Maxine. Because Maxine doesn't sound like a, you know,
that's kind of cool.
I
Max calling a girl Max. Like a girl, when a girl has a boy's name, Max.
Not Gladys.
So like Frankie Gladys. And Max and George.
Well, that's girl. Yeah, that's a different thing.
Yeah, right.
Harriet.
Harriet's a great name.
Okay, my grandma's were named Mildred and Maxine.
Mildred would be a great
name. Mildred
would be like a total hipster name.
You think so?
I could see that.
I could see a Mildred, I guess. Yeah, I want your nickname to be Molly because of the poker thing. But Nina's pretty good, dude.
Yeah.
So do you have a good
poker?
I like
Molly for the drug thing.
Yeah, maybe I don't want that name.
Yeah, right.
He's making it weird? Is that what you're doing?
Yes, that's what he does. He makes it weird.
Do you have a crazy poker story for us?
So do I have any crazy poker stories? Yeah, I have a few. I've had some pretty bad beats. Again, like I think one of the reasons I you know, have left the tour was I can really remember like the last time I got beat, and it was I had pocket rockets, so I had aces in the hand, and the flop came and it came ace. I forgot what the other cards were, but they were like
trash.
Yeah, they were like 2-5 offsuit,
so
basically.
You already got a set. You
so, but, well, listen. So turn comes over, and let's say it's 2-5. I forgot what it was. Five comes. Okay, we're bet. So I have trip aces. I think I'm like in a pretty good hand. Fifth street comes, five. There's only one other person in the pot. Yeah, you know, kind of limp in, check raise, all this stuff.
So you got a boat.
Yeah, so basically I have a boat.
And then four fives.
Yeah, and quads are just the worst. And the person had quads. And after that, I was just like, you know, and I played it by the book. Like, I think it was, like, pretty well played. But, like, you know, you can control a lot of things in poker, but you cannot control bad luck. No. You know, and that is the worst. And after that, it was
just... Did you say anything crazy happened in Vegas? You've been part of a crazy table or seen anything?
I mean, I've seen a lot of, like, pros get, like, completely wasted, thrown out for, you know, being,
Mattisau?
Like, you know... No.
We had Mattisau on the show. He really? Was wasted.
Yeah, some... And they drink, like, you know, sometimes... It's actually, you know, little pro tip here. If you go to some of these poker rooms on a weekend at, like, 7 or 6 or 5 a.m., you can actually probably clean out because most people there are like, wasted. Completely wasted.
I used to go before church to Prime because... I, honestly.
Yeah, no, I believe you.
Yeah, no. Because at about 5 in the morning, people are wasted. Exactly. You play for a couple hours, then you go to 7 o'clock mass, and you pick up them.
You know, here's a 20
for
you.
Exactly. Here, confess all your sins.
That's right. Thanks for your help on this one. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
944 ESPN 97.5. Well, Nina, welcome.
Be nice to her when you call in.
Yeah. So be nice to Nina.
She's got some edge to her, so she may fire back.
Oh, she
I can bite back.
Yeah, no, and she knows your game, all right? She's on to your game, people. 944 ESPN 97.5. I got to talk about Absolute Marble and Granite. That's my man, Jeff Aronoff, and he is awesome at what he does. I mean, we got this. I mean, any kind of countertop, any kind of outdoor patio, any kind of rock, marble, granite, whatever it is, Jeff Aronoff is here for you. If you need to put in new vanities in your bathrooms, if you need new countertops in your kitchens or wherever, even in your playrooms for your kids, I mean, he can build those too, build out anything. He can build up just about anything, and especially outdoor kitchens and patios and all of that stuff. If you're putting in a pool and you need the tile and everything else, Jeff Aronoff is here for you. Give him a call. He's going to give you 20% off because that's what Jeff Aronoff do. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
No, I give a rat's ass about Twitter.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance, along with Lance's last segment here, you can... Yeah, Nina's backing out, so you didn't see her face.
This guy's on Twitch. They're all like, turn around, I want to see your face! I want to see your face! So we have more people watching on Twitch than ever, and now Nina's going to back out so no one sees her face.
You didn't see her. How about that? Take
we just
that.
Did that just to
take
punk
that,
Twitch.
Take that, pervs.
See that pervy Twitch?
Yeah, that's what Twitch is all about,
she's
just being a perv.
You'd be doing fine.
Yeah, she's a pretty
girl,
young lady.
Yeah, she's good looking. You're just not going to get a chance to see her. That's and on top of that, she plays poker.
Yeah, and bets on
She
on
bets
sports.
On football. Yeah. Yeah.
She's
There's
working
a lot
on
of guys right now that are probably in love.
She's working on the sports map site.
Yeah.
Is she going to get paid in branding?
In brandy?
Branding.
Branding? Oh.
Yeah.
She's branding?
Is it going to be for her? Is it like, well, it help your brand. Is that how it's going to work for her?
I mean, maybe. Nina needs to help her brand right now.
Yeah. Well, I would say it's best for her to not put her face on Twitch. You don't, that type of branding you're not looking
for. No,
ha, ha, ha. Damn, who is it? In a meeting. Okay, here we go. This is literally, here we go. We need to take bets on this. No! Damn! Like, radio sent me here. Let's see. I called it. Let me see.
Twitch nerds.
Yeah. No, then. No. Yeah. Reading Twitch. We haven't talked about this.
I can't be a Twitch nerd.
We haven't talked about this.
When I say that, I'm not disrespecting you. Did you just read Twitch the whole time?
No. Did you guys see Lil Uzi Vert?
What is he up to?
Huh?
What's he up to?
You didn't see what Lil Uzi Vert did?
No, I don't pay attention to him.
This is going to for sure get him killed.
Well, I don't know.
100%.
You think this will kill him?
No. He's going to get killed over this.
Oh, yeah.
He just literally might as well put a bounty on his own head.
That's true.
Tell people what he did. So, the dumbest thing I've ever seen to this point.
He got a pink diamond implanted into his forehead, and it cost him $24 million. $24 million. If I lose the ring, yeah, you make fun of me more than putting it in my forehead. Ha ha jokes. Ha 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 ha. And yes, I do have insurance. So he's insured. Someone is going to cut that out.
Oh, yeah.
No.
100%. He'll either get shot in the head or robbed.
Well, you don't
want to
shoot him in
the
head because you might break the diamond. So what you want to do is, kill him.
I'm just saying
what
will happen.
Cut the diamond out of his forehead.
I'm not going to tell people how to get the diamond, how to steal it from him. I'm just saying.
What if he's still alive and they're doing that?
He's pretty much.
It sounds like a movie.
Also spent.
It actually is a movie.
It is?
I mean, it's one of the nerdy movies, one of the cartoon movies, but one of the premises of the last Avengers movie is one of the heroes had to get a jewel ripped out of his forehead.
But we just live in a bad, like the world we live in is just not right. Where people want to copy an Avenger movie.
Well, I don't know what this is about, but that movie, the second to last Avengers movies was a part, the end of it was about ripping a jewel out of one of the characters' heads.
Well, that's going to happen to Lil Uzi Vert. He did it Tuesday. He got this implanted in his forehead on Tuesday and showed off his new look yesterday.
Sauce Walker. Somebody says Sauce Walker did the same thing, but in his cheek.
Here's the tweet. I've been paying for a natural pink diamond from Elliot for years now. This one stone costs so much I've been paying for it since 2017. That was the first time I saw a real natural pink diamond. A lot of M's in my face, followed by shh, and then money bag sign. Seems like a great
finally
thing.
Finally,
Lil Uzi Vert.
Finally, he proved he had money.
Is Lil Uzi Vert popular?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
$24 million just for a diamond.
You got to prove you have money.
I guess it does.
How else do people know you have money unless you put a diamond in your head?
Well, I mean,
does Chad have a diamond in his head?
No, he doesn't have
his new money.
He doesn't have Lil Uzi money.
Then he doesn't have Lil Uzi money. Chad Clay didn't have a diamond in his head. Does Tillman have a diamond
no.
in his head? He can't afford it anymore.
He might have more money than Lil Uzi Vert.
No? Really?
Yeah.
How much PPP did he get?
What?
Because his restaurants got crushed and his casinos got crushed.
Yeah.
He can't afford a diamond in his head.
He's still got a
Maybe
B.
he took a diamond out of his
he's
head
still
to pay
got a
for
B
stuff.
Next to his name.
If you want
to,
we'll see.
If you want to see what I'm talking about, if you just type
he's in got a couple B's.
Lil Uzi Vert and Vision, you'll see the character I'm talking about. It's just got this giant jewel in the middle of his forehead. Yeah, huh. it just reminded
Vision?
Me.
Vision?
Yeah, Vision.
Oh, wow.
You just look at it. It's the same thing.
Oh, wow. There's a whole article.
Yeah.
From Glam Sham, which sounds like a pretty reputable.
Of course.
Oh, that's the guy in the...
He's in WandaVision.
He's in WandaVision.
Paul Bettany, who's a...
Wait, is his in his head or is
so
that
wait a minute,
on his
they
chin?
Wait a minute, so you told us the end. He gets
not
that
a,
cut out?
No, not a WandaVision of one of the Avengers movies that's been out
wait,
for
it's
like,
in his chin. He's got a Bill O'Brien.
No, that's not... That's something else. But look at the top of his head. There's a...
Oh, I see it.
I'm just going to tell you now, and I'm sorry I have to say this, but... I think, and I'm looking, Lil Uzi Vert has a lot of facial tattoos and now a diamond in his head. He is not going to be able to get a job. I just think from a job market standpoint, it's going to really dry
that is
up
not
on
the
him
best. That
because
is.
He's got piercings, he's got facial tattoos, and now to have a diamond in his head.
And he's a little fella, too.
Yeah.
He's
I mean,
a jockey?
No.
He's 5'4".
Well, he, might be, able to
not
ride,
that
he
small.
Might be able to ride horses.
He's 5'4". He's a little fella.
He's 5'4"?
Yes.
He could absolutely
That's
ride.
That's why he's little. He'd be big Uzi Vert if he was bigger.
Yeah.
No one's... They're
and
not DaBaby, many guys
you know how
big
DaBaby is?
Big Baby Davis?
No, DaBaby.
Oh, DaBaby.
I thought James he was like 5'something.
DaBaby Davis?
5'7".
5'7". Yeah.
Well, he's a baby.
Ja Rule? 5'7".
Yeah.
I saw Ja Rule at a Rocket game.
Tom Cruise?
5'7".
They're little
5'6".
People. They're little people.
But DaBaby, I somehow got into...
I mean, they're little
a,
people.
I somehow got into
Not
a...
little people.
I got into a rabbit hole with DaBaby fighting people, although there's always... His guys are always with them. But DaBaby's got a little bit of a temper. I think next time we need to keep, when James gives him some magical bag of cash and a watch and all, I'm just going to be like, ah, congratulations, DaBaby. I just don't want to talk about
it. You don't want that smoke?
No. I don't want anything from DaBaby. He's swing first, talk later.
Oh, DaBaby. I like it, though. I like that about him, though.
DaBaby's got a bad...
DaBaby's all about that life.
DaBaby's got a bad... Like, he's from Charlotte, so he wears Charlotte Hornets stuff, old school, but he wears Larry Johnson stuff instead of Muggsy Bogues. So that's kind of disrespectful to Muggsy. But he's also, you know... I mean, I respect... He does have, like, a Nate Robinson vibe.
You think Muggsy would be offended by him choosing Larry Johnson over him?
I would be. I'm like, hey, I'm right here. Muggsy Bogues, I'm right here, bro. I mean, I could have given you my... I literally could have given you my jersey, a game-worn jersey, and it would fit you. Been good.
Let's say there's some weird fan of this station who just... Who would you be offended by if they picked them over you? Like, someone was like, yeah, I love ESPN 975, but you know who I love more than Lance? Nate, think about it in your head. Who, if someone chose...
Yeah, don't say it out loud.
Or do. That's the part that makes it fun.
I'm not...
Not what
I'm
I wanted.
Not, I'm definitely not...
What I wanted anything. Was the immediate thought. Like, if like, man, I'm a big ESPN 975 fan. I like this guy more than Lance. What's the first guy who pops in your head that would offend you?
Got it.
You have one?
Got it.
Yep.
What is it, Lance?
I'm not telling you, rabbit hole. I'm not telling you... Rabbit,
rabbit
trap,
snare, rabbit not
snare.
Rabbit hole. You get in a rabbit
hole.
That's
holes. One of his little things. Like, let me see if I can catch Lance around his ankle here.
Come on.
Not doing that.
A
I'm not playing.
Decision, Lance. Who is it?
Dude, John. John will eventually fall for it.
I'm tricky.
John would say it anyway. Yeah. He doesn't care.
Mine would be Adam Clanton.
He's not on the station. Oh. I said on the... That's obvious for you, but who's on the station?
Now do the station.
I did.
No, he doesn't now do work this here. Station.
Oh, this station.
Yeah, this station.
Oh, it would be AJ.
Makes sense.
No, it's not AJ.
Oh.
I don't mind insulting AJ. He doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
There's some sensitive people here, so you can't.
Ooh, now
you
I know
can't
what you're talking
that.
About.
You can't. I don't know what I'm talking about. 956 ESPN, 97.5. I'll tell you this, Doc Linville. I'm going to tell you this. You don't have to worry about being sensitive anymore because nobody's going to be insulting your bald spot. Honestly, since I got it done, I mean, I was always constantly getting it from my boys and whatnot, you know, the glare and all that crap. Now they're all like, look at him with hair now. I hate that. They hate that I have hair now. I mean, because now they can't make fun of me anymore. And here's the deal is my wife loves it, and I love it. I just love, hey, I got hair now, as opposed to the mangy dog I used to be with the big giant holes in the top of my head. That ain't happening no more. I don't live that life. I'm not a mangy dog no more. So all you got to do is go to talk to Doc Linville, and he will get this done for you. It's easy too. It's a simple process. It's Neo grafting, and you will love it. It doesn't get any easier than this when you're replacing hair. All you got to do is go to 975hair.com, 975hair.com, and let the doc get to work. 975hair.com.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.